The Mishnah Masechta Me'ilah, Daf Yud Beis on the Beis, discusses the Halacha of Milah. And the Mishnah says we're speaking about situations of items that could be put on the Mizbeach. There are items that are able to be used for Bedek Abayis, and there are items that are not able to be put on the Mizbeach nor for Bedek Abayis. And the example that's given is a tree full of fruit. And Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Kol explains that the tree can't be used for Bedek HaBayis because the value drops when you cut the wood, and the fruit can't be put on the Mizbeach because there's a pasuk in the Torah, Ki Chol Sar V'Chol Dvash Lo Yisaktir Menu Ish El Hashem. Anything that's sweet, not strictly dvash, not strictly honey, but all fruits may never be put on the Mizbeach. This issue is very relevant to a question that comes up all the time. There's a discussion which wine may be used for Kiddush. And the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Katan Ches, discusses the Shaila. And the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Shulchan Aruch says, B'kach on Yayim Avushal, one make Kiddush on Yayim Avushal, V'ayayim Sheesh Be'edvash, or on wine that has in it honey. And the Gemara, that wine is called Yayin Kunditin. V'yesh Omrim, which is the opinion of the Rambam, Shem Kach Malayim. And Ramah says, V'aminig L'kaddish Alof, the minig is to make Kiddush on that type of wine. Afil Yesh Lo Yayin Acher, even if you have other wine, as long, Rakshi En Toiv K'mayim Avoshal. If that wine that you have, which is not mavushal or doesn't have the added ingredients, is not as good as the wine that is mavushal or has in it dvash, the Ramah says, take the better wine and don't be concerned with this. The Rambam, however, is of the opinion that a wine that has in it these other ingredients, anything that makes it sweet, is usur. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Tes Halacha Yodalad. The Rambam says, "Emakachim el al yain haroy lenasach al gabim mizbeach." The only wine that should be used for kiddush is wine that can be used on the mizbeach, and therefore says the Rambam, "Lefikachim this arba dvash osor, if honey or yeast afil ketipas chardel, even if a drop bechavas gedoyla in a large barrel." Don't use such wine for Kiddush. Says the Rambam, this is our opinion. However, says the Rambam, Yeshmi Shemata B'Kaddush Alav, that those that say you may make Kiddush on such wine, Voimer, and their opinion is, when we say that the only wine that can be used for Kiddush is wine that can be put on a Mizbeach, what that means to say is, Lahoitzi Yayin Sherechara, wine that has a bad odor, or a megula, a mevushal, shem akachim alechem mehem. So Rambam himself is not so absolute that wine that has in it any sweetener should be also. The Ravid is for sure makel, because the Ravid says, kosher Ravid, emes uzeh, the opinion that says you could use such wine is 100% correct. And he says, v'chem mechuvim b'yushalmi, because the Shalmi says, mekachim b'yayin kunditin. We'll have to make Kiddush on Yayin Kunditun. And as I said a few minutes ago, Yayin Kunditun means wine that has in it these other spices or sweeteners. A question that's asked very often, even if someone is mapping to follow the opinion of the Rambam and not to use wine that has in it any sweetener, or any other ingredients. So there are many wines I saw the Shas Chuvas Nishmas Yisrael discusses that having them gas, the bubbly wine, would that be considered like it has another ingredient? So the Sefer Nishmas Yisrael says that in his opinion, there is no question that that's not what the Rambam means, and even the Rambam would agree. Even the Rambam would agree that such wine may be used for Kiddush. But of course, the question does come up about wine that has in it other ingredients, other sweeteners. What's the halacha? Because it would seem, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says this, that there may be a hider to use wine that doesn't have any other ingredients, as the Rambam opinion is. The problem with following that approach is that certainly the Ramah here is teaching us that it's more important to use wine which is better wine than to be worried for the Rambam. So what happens if you have better wine, and the definition of better wine, I saw the Pais can say, is not the wine that's more expensive, the wine that you enjoy more, but it has sugar in it. What will be the halacha? So I saw two interesting tshuvas. I saw a tshuva from the Shalos of Tshuvas Oz Nidbru, Chelik Yud Beis, Simen Gimel. So he mentions another issue, because apparently the question that was posed to him is, we know that if somebody is about to drink wine, so of course he has to make a Bari Priya Gosim. What happens if another bottle of wine is brought to the table, and that other bottle of wine is a better bottle of wine? So certainly you don't have to make another Bari Priya Gosim. You already made the Bari Priya Gosim, but the halacha is you make a bracha of a toiva meitiv. So he says it's very hard for him to understand what the Rambam is going to do with this. What do I mean? According to Rambam, for Kiddush, you always have to use the wine that has no other ingredient in it, that has no sweetener in it. So it turns out, says the Shas Chuvas Oz Nidbru, that you're going to have to make a type of mativ because your better wine you didn't use for Kiddush, which is hard to understand. So he says a very big Kiddush. He says that when the Rambam, based on our Gemara, says that any wine that has a sweetener added to it can't be put on the Mizbeach, he wants to suggest that apparently what that means is that the sweetener was added later. He says, however, if the sweetener was added right when you crush the grapes, right at the beginning of the processing of making wine, which he says is normally the case, that's not what the Rambam meant. And even the Rambam would agree that that wine may be used. I also saw a tshuva, and the Shas of Tshuvas Ben Haggis, for Moshe Sternberg Shlita, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Reish Nun Gimel. And he says, again, he takes an interesting approach. He says, usually, the Ramah is more machmer. And here, as we read the Ramah at the beginning of the Shir, the Ramah takes a lenient approach, and he isn't concerned that much for the Rambam. So he says that even the Ramah is also following the Rambam. He says the Ramah is following a different Rambam, because we look at that same perek, Chof Tes, of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, but now we look at Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, if somebody enjoys bread more than wine, or a person doesn't have wine available, wash your hands at the beginning of the meal, it says the Rambam, havdol can never be made on pas. So we see, says Ramash Shtarbach, how the Rambam opinion is that the most important quality to look
for making Kiddush is look for something that you enjoy. To the degree that the Rambam says, use challah for Kiddush if you enjoy challah more than you enjoy wine. So he says, that's the basis of the Ramah. The very Rambam is the basis of the Ramah. Because the Ramah is teaching us, who says to follow the halakh of the Rambam that an added ingredient in the wine disqualifies the wine? Follow the Rambam that says that the best thing to use for Kiddush is something you enjoy. And if you enjoy wine that has an added ingredient, the sugar that sweetens it, certainly that's the preferable wine over wine without sugar.